everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is Call to Worship on this weekend just before Thanksgiving. We began Call to Worship with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Chorus, and that wonderful song of thanksgiving, Now Thank We All Our God. And now playing in the background, it's the Praise Strings, and the song entitled, As the Deer Pants for Water, So My Soul Longs for You, O Lord. On our program today, we're going to be singing and talking a lot about giving thanks to the Lord in advance of Thanksgiving, coming up this Thursday. Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday. It's about the only holiday that we have in this country that nationally is specifically aimed at you, Lord, giving thanks for all that you have done for us, giving thanks for your love, giving thanks, Lord, that we can live in a country where we still have the freedom to worship God. And I hope that you'll be able to spend time not only on Thanksgiving, but all year long thanking the Lord for His goodness and for His protection. We are living in a world of uncertainty, but we know that God is on the throne. We know that nothing takes Him by surprise, and we know that He will always guide us through those difficult times and bring us out on the other side if we place our complete trust in Him. Later in the program, we'll share that wonderful Psalm of Thanks, Psalm 100, with you. And we'll also be talking about how to have a grateful heart. Not easy to do sometimes, but it's something we must all do, because it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:18 that we are commanded to give thanks in all circumstances. We need to have a grateful heart, and there is no room for ingratitude in the life of a believer. We'll be talking more about that later on in the broadcast. I would like to ask the Lord's blessing and anointing on this program today as we give great thanks to Him for His faithfulness and His goodness and His love for us. Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. We thank You, Lord, that our salvation, our freedom, our forgiveness is a free gift of God through faith, not of ourselves, so that none of us can boast. We give You thanks for providing for us. We give You thanks for protecting us. We give You thanks for guiding us through those deep valleys of life. And we most of all give You thanks for Your love for us and for forgiving us of our sins, which are many. And Father, we pray that if there's somebody listening today who has never experienced the new life that they can have by trusting in Jesus, maybe they've been drawn in by their music, or maybe the Holy Spirit has drawn them to tune to this station. And I pray, Father, that if they've never experienced the peace and the joy that can come from knowing you, knowing that God Almighty wants a relationship with them and loves them just the way they are, I pray that they might just feel the Holy Spirit draw them to you, Lord, today. Maybe it'll be a song, maybe it'll be a verse. Whatever it is, Lord, maybe it's just you speaking to them. I pray that this might be a real time of thanksgiving for them, and that Thanksgiving this Thursday might take on a real new meaning, Lord, as they finally realize that you love them, that in this world gone mad, Lord, they can have a rock to stand on, the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, and they can have a peace and a joy that passes all understanding. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will anoint this program with your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that all of the thoughts that we share and all the songs that we play may touch the lives of each and every one who is worshiping with us today. Lord, we love you and we worship you today. And in those verses in Lamentations chapter 3, we thank you for your faithfulness. Because they say, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Mercy. Yeah.
Mark David Williams, along with Mary Beth Carlson at the piano, Great is Thy Faithfulness. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey, and coming up next, it's Psalm 100. And now on this Sunday, just before Thanksgiving, let me share with you a wonderful psalm, Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. For God, Lord, makes good and gives mercy to His courts forever. To bow before You, Lord, Lord God omnipotent. With worship I adore You, Lord, for Your mighty power and excellence fill creation. And Your strong embrace, Lord, sustains me in Your salvation.
Sustains me, Lord God omnipotent.
And I rise to praise Your name, for You first loved me.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard a wonderful cut from that CD that we're sending out to everybody who will send a gift this month. It's a Christmas CD called The Heart of Christmas. And those two songs that we just heard are cut one on that CD. Proclaim the glory of the Lord, and for unto us a child is born. Expertly played by Mary Beth Carlson and her friends. As I mentioned before, that CD is my gift to you if you'll write to us this month and send a gift for the Ministry of Call to Worship. We're actually going to carry this over into December, so you have some time there. But I wanted to get this in your hands early in December so that you can play it and get into the Christmas spirit. Now, on the CD, there are a lot of good Christmas songs like Carol of the Bells, O Holy Night, The First Noel, O Come All Ye Faithful, O Come Emmanuel, I Wonder as I Wander. And there's some other songs on here, too, that aren't necessarily Christmas, but they are wonderful, wonderful songs. My gift to you, if you'll write to us this month, send a gift for the Ministry of Call to Worship. It's called The Heart of Christmas by Mary Beth Carlson. In the background right now, we're listening to another song by Mary Beth Carlson from one of her other albums, You'll Never Walk Alone. And while this is playing in the background, let me talk a little bit about what we're going to have coming up a little later in our broadcast as our devotional. Now, this is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and you know we need to have a grateful heart, but sometimes that's difficult. It's difficult to ward off ingratitude sometimes. Well, I guess one way to overcome an ungrateful spirit would be to lose everything. Boy, that doesn't sound very good, does it? The old adage is true, you never know what you've got until it's gone. Well, other than losing everything, how can we be free from ingratitude? Well, to begin with, we must deal with an attitude that most of us adhere to in one form or another. It's an attitude that assumes that we deserve the good life. Well, the truth, however, is that we deserve nothing. It is only by the grace of God as expressed in Christ that we are allowed to participate in any good thing. There is no room for ingratitude in the life of the believer. We'll be talking about ingratitude and how we should be grateful people and have a grateful heart coming up a little later on in our broadcast. Briefly, let me thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. Let me also encourage you to send a note to this station. If they're a listener-supported Christian radio ministry, I'm sure they could use some financial help as well. So if you'd write to them or contact them, thank them for carrying Call to Worship. We'd appreciate it. I can't give you the address to every station because there's so many of them still, but you know who they are, and I hope you'll contact them. Even if it's a phone call, just let them know how much you appreciate Call to Worship. But if they are a listener-supported ministry, let me encourage you to send a gift to them, too. You can write to us, though, here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that Internet site, in addition to the ability to listen to Call to Worship on demand anytime you want. Well, let's get back to this song by Mary Beth Carlson, the song entitled You'll Never Walk Alone, and then we're going to hear from the Century Men, For Every Mountain. Thank you. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Freedom, Meditations on Freedom in Christ, published by Zondervan Publishing House. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights." On this last Sunday before Thanksgiving, I want to talk a little bit about having a grateful heart. The more we have, the more difficult it is to ward off ingratitude. I guess one way to overcome an ungrateful spirit would be to lose everything. The old adage is true, you never know what you've got till it's gone. Anyone who has gone through a bankruptcy or has been sued to the point of financial ruin can tell you all about that. Other than by losing everything, how can we be free from ingratitude? Well, surely there's a way, for we are commanded to give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. To begin with, we must deal with an attitude that most of us adhere to in some form or another. It's an attitude that assumes that we deserve the good life, that our hard work, or perhaps the quality of our character, has earned for us certain blessings and rewards. The truth, however, is that we deserve nothing. Why? Well, because sin separated us from the one who is the creator and bestower of all good things. It is only by the grace of God, as expressed in Christ, that we are allowed to participate in any good thing. Apart from God's love and concern for His prized creation, there would be a vast chasm between us and all that is good in life. There is no room for ingratitude in the life of a believer, for the truth is that every good gift is a grace gift from our Heavenly Father. We need to take a few moments right now, and especially this coming Thursday, to thank Him for the good things that we have in our lives. I'd like to share a little prayer for you. It's simply called Thanksgiving Thoughts. I don't know who wrote it, but it really expresses from a heart of gratitude the things that we have that we need to be thankful for. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for that measure of gratitude that I know in this ungrateful world. I forget more blessings than I remember, but I do remember some. I do thank You, Lord, for those special provinces and angelic visitations of which I am often unaware. I do indeed live and move and have my being in You, and Your presence goes with me, even when I'm not aware of it. I thank You, Lord, for loved ones far and near, for those dear people who care for me and need me and want me, for those who say by gentle touch and warm glance, "You are important to me." I thank You for tranquility in a world gone mad, for those deep moments of calm when all about me is chaos. I thank You for strength and something worthwhile to do, for the ability to move among those less fortunate and be Thy means of grace to them. I thank You, Lord, for direction in life, when others are going everywhere but getting nowhere. I thank You for warm golden mornings and soft purple evenings, and for shining lakes under a silvery night sky. I thank You for the sweet, special smells of each single season, and for every living and beautiful thing that I can see and touch and enjoy. Lord, I thank You for friends who have helped me get to where I am and be what I have become, for those who have sacrificed and prayed and wept over me because they saw value in me which those less interested could or would not see. I thank You, Father, for material blessings and the pleasure of enjoying them and sharing them. All things are from You, Lord, and this gives to everything I have special value. Dear Father, from the innumerable blessings that I have known, these few I have recounted, and I do thank You, Lord. Amen.
Jesus, we just want. God, thank you. Thank you for sending your love right into our world. Right into our world so we can see it and touch it. Thank you for sending it as a tiny, helpless baby so we'd have to touch it and we'd have to hold it close. Your love, right where we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your love that makes us want to reach out to others. Thank you for helping us come to know that love is reaching. Because you love us, we've gained the courage to take the risk of loving. And we've learned that even when we get hurt, even when we lose, love always wins.
Lord, thank you for being so persistent and so very patient with us. Even though often we've failed to recognize your hand reaching in our lives, and even though often we've actually rejected your direction to follow our own selfish whims, still, you forgave us. And more, you've even offered us a way to share in your very own life. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you for my mind. Thank you for the marvelous gift of thought and reason. And Father, I'm so sorry for all those times when I used this wonderful gift to question your very existence.
Lord, I'm thankful that your love has always been driven to create. Thank you for finding so many ways to express your love in our world. Thank you for color, the russets and browns of the harvest time, the gentle shades of spring, the deep, cool greens of the forest, and the subtle tones of the desert. Thank you for texture, the ruggedness, the softness of a baby's skin. Thank you for the fragrance of the earth, the pungent pine and the delicate lilac, the beckoning smells of the sea. But keep us aware, Lord, that these are expressions of your love and that it's you reaching, speaking to us.
For speaking to me so intimately through your word. It wasn't always this way. Until I really came to know you, I thought the scriptures were only rules, restrictions. Now those very same words say to me in 100 ways, I love you. I'm caring about you. I've planned for you. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Jesus, your world is so lovely, but my world is noisy and confused and crazy. I thank you, Lord, that right in the middle of all this chaos, you've touched my life with your peace. I just want to tell you, Jesus, I love you for being so good to me.
Thank you. God of the universe, the creator of everything that is, reaching for you and for me, right from the very beginning of time, loving us enough to make a way through his Son so that we could share in his very being. He's worthy, all right. Worthy of praise, worthy of glory, honor, power, and worthy of our love. Let's thank him together.
What a wonderful medley. Jesus, we just want to thank you, love you, and praise you. Wasn't that a great work there? The finale from His Love Reaching, Ron Huff Orchestra and Chorus, Jesus, we just want to thank you. I'm Dave Kersey, and I want to thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday. Spend some time praying that God will bring revival to this country, and thank him for all the blessings that we do have. Write to us here, won't you? And if you're able to send a gift, I'm going to send back to you a gift. My thanks to you for your financial help with this ministry. It's a wonderful Christmas CD called The Heart of Christmas by Mary Beth Carlson. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And remember, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Well, we're going to wind up our time together with Myron LeBevere and friends as we get into the Thanksgiving mode with the song entitled Give Thanks. Give Thanks.